Fine, this is fire shop. Inside. Marcus. Shabbeinu informs the Marcus. Both the Marcus, the seven, the Marcus and Pashva Eira. The rest of the Marcus and Pasha Boy. We find the Indian, the Moshe Rabbeinu, of Kovid Leif Paroi, that he makes, because Baruch Hu makes, that Paro's heart is Kovid Leif Paroi, that Paro's heart is hardened. First five Marcus, we see that Taka. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to him, and Paro himself is machvid his own heart. Then in the next five Makis, we see the Oshoinis of Ayachbed. Ayachbed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayichazik Hashem et Leif Paro, Vayishoma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechazik the Leif Paro. And the obvious question that we find inside that Indian, the Farshim ready to handle the Shaila, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Machbid the Leiv of Paroi. What is with the Bechira? The Kodesh Baruch Hu is taking away the Bechira from Paroi. We know that everybody has the Bechira Chavshis as a free choice, free will. That is the tachlis and tafkid of the Olam Hazeh. The person is supposed to. The person is supposed to choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though the Maisa, he sees what's called Teva, he sees nature, he sees the world running its course. He sees things that happen in the world, that they go on every day in and day out. Nothing really changes. But a person is supposed to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toch HaTeva. They say for the Baal Shem Tov, Elokim is b'gematria Teva. They were supposed to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every blade of grass, every tree and taka. As you've mentioned here from Rabbi Shem Rabbi Chana, that's why even about mitzvah boys, but so in the mitzvah of Amunah, for a happy command in the mitzvah of Amunah, Rabbi Chana Neas, you find many, many philosophers who were koyfrim, they didn't believe in Hashem, they were atheists, whatever it was. And a young bar mitzvah boy, the chuyiv in the mitzvah, and if he doesn't believe, how could it be such a young bar mitzvah boy, the chuyiv, and Rabbi Chana answers so beautifully, that the answer to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most pushed thing. Go out in the world, look into the Bria, look to the skies, look to the trees, look to the blade of grass. It's so simple. It's the fact that these people are Meshuchid. Meshuchid, Ya'ava, any picture, the Meshuchid. They have an ish, they have an agenda. They want to live a certain lifestyle. Believing in Hashem is Mechayiv. And that Shochid is Ma'aver, any picture, as the Chonet said so beautifully, it's going to be. And therefore, belief in Hashem is the objective of the Bria. Even though, again, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tries to be master himself in the Bria, but Lamaisa and Panami, that is our tafkid, to use our free will, and to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believe in him, and do his mitzvahs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to interrupt this. And this could be the emes of Shara, but he said, Kosha, the Mara says in Zoyta, that base, Kosha lezavgam kikriyas yamsu. That the Gemara used a lashon in Sotah and also in Masechet Pesachim. Kosher Parnosah the Anshalad of Kriyas Yamsuf. And here it seems from the lashon Gemara that this kosher, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, has hearts. It's hard for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do something like Kriyas Yamsuf. What is the taich? It's hard. Is there anything different for Kodesh Baruch Hu? It's all the Kol Yochol. What does it mean kosher? The Gavgam kosher Parnosah Anshalad of Kriyas Yamsuf. the answer we always wanted to say, the Pashto, I didn't see anywhere, but I think it's the Poshup Shah, is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, by Kriya Shamsud, the Kashrus was that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the world to run its course because he doesn't want to take away Bechira. To do something like that, to split a Yam is taking away the Bechira, taking away the Bechira from the person, and that's not the topic of the person of this world. And therefore, the mice at the end of the day, because Baruch Hu doesn't perform nisim gluyim, nisim nistarim, as we know the Ramban says, that the tachas of this world, to see that everything's a nais, everything in the bria is a nais, every matzah is a nais, it's all nisim. But the nisim nistarim, from a nisim gluyim, we're supposed to accomplish. Sometimes we need that extra push. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu is kosher because it's a connected, the ritzoinai ki'ilu, of in the chas, everything's ratzah when he does it, but connected, the tachas ha'itzira, the creation of the world, the purpose was that we should come to the amuna, we should come to the belief, we should come to the betochim, we should come to the ratzah, to want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu of our own and not be influenced by nisim luyim. That's the kashrus of the Poshup Shah. So here we have to understand the Poshup Shah, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machbid, the lev of power, ki'ilu took away his bechira. And the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Taka tells us a chiddush, a very big chiddush. The Rambam says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his bechira was that a person could get to a level of sin so bad that he sins that ki'ilu is already meshubit to his yetzara. There is no mokum. He passes the point of tshuva. He passes the point of bechira because he has sinned so badly. He's come to such a high level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu takes away his bechira. That is a very big chiddush from the Rambam. We want to say another mahalach, and into Mazba, a shver parish, Rabbi Yisai, a parish of Shmois. And to understand, Rabbi Yisai, what's going on in this week's parasha, it's very interesting. The parasha puts the part off, and at the beginning of this week's parasha, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, after it comes to Taina Moshe Rabbeinu Va'eiro Ala Ovois, the Kel Shakai, the Shmi Hashem Lenudati Lachem, Amachi Moises Brisi, the Taina Moshe Rabbeinu, for Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining at Tzoy Parash Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining, Me'os Posi Yal Paro, Eiro Ala Omazeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'eiro Ala Ovois, I came to the Ovois, and I didn't even tell him Shmi Hashem, I didn't reveal him Shmi Hashem, and here, you are going to be complaining, And therefore, the chayin emor l'vnei Yisrael, ani Hashem otzeisi esrami ta'atzim l'zitzar. So here we find again that Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to go to Klal Yisrael. And this we have to understand, Rabbi Yisrael, also in the parasha, why was it necessary? Moshe Rabbeinu has to go back to Klal Yisrael, the beginning of the parasha. The chayin emor l'Yisrael, tell him the Arab Lashon Shal Gula, Makachti Yisrael, Tzalti Yisrael, tell him all the four Lashonas, all this stuff now again, tell Klal Yisrael, when L'maisa, Ikim, Moshe Rabbeinu should have gone straight to Paro. He should have gone straight to Paro, and he shouldn't have need to go to Klal Yisrael. It's very interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu has to go first again to Kochet Emor the place. So where's the tell Klal Yisrael? Go straight to Paro. The Mela Klal Yisrael will know about. Go to the Oysters in front of Paro, start doing the Makis. No, Lachin Emor Yisrael, when he had says Yisrael, and then Moshe Rabbeinu cares, Lo Shomo, but he went to Klal Yisrael, and he didn't listen to him. So the mice like this. In this week's parasha, we had a very strong question. And that was, the parasha's, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, that v'shamu l'koylecha, Kadosh Baruch says, go to Klal Yisrael now, v'shamu l'koylecha, they're going to hear your voice, they're going to listen to you, go and tell Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of going out of Mitzrayim, the mitzvah, the tzibur, that you want them to go out of Mitzrayim, why don't you take them out of Mitzrayim, go tell Klal Yisrael. As Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the Shmashim, they're not going to listen to me, they're not going to believe in me, and they say, Hashem, they come to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, go tell them, I'm taking you out. All the things that we have to know, all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the fool was to see modern to go out of Klal Yisrael. This is what you should tell Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the burning bush, he sees it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me, Shomu l'kai lecha, they're going to listen to your voice. And tell them, V'amartem, I love, Ani Hashem, Adokei, Ha'ivu Nikro, Eileinu, Kodeh Parot. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, answers back, V'hein lo yaminu li, lo yishma, he determines the whole thing. Casey, what does Moshe Rabbeinu answer back? Yan Moshe Rabbeinu, V'hein lo yaminu li, lo yishma li koili, they're not going to listen to me. They're not going to hear my voice. Yoyim ruki lo nira lech Hashem, Hashem didn't appear to me. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'shamu lo kolech, they'll listen to your voice. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns around and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, they're not going to listen to me. They're not gonna hear me out. I told you they are. It's one horror. Second horror I had last week, after this parsha I was learning on Shabbos, this mom was bothering me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma'azeh b'yadecha. What's that in your hand right now, Moshe Rabbeinu? Stick. Ma'azeh b'yadecha. It's a stick. Take it and throw it down. It should be a nachash. Why a nachash? You spoke Lashon Hara, Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to punish you. You spoke Lashon Hara against my nation. Sure going to believe you. Now, stick your hand into your chest, comes out, it's white like shelling. What's that? Lashon Hara, terrible thing you said against my people. The people will listen to me, they trust in me. So the Hashem punishes him. Okay, what's the next thing that should go on now? Everything's good. Moshe Rabbeinu got punished. He realized his lesson. Now what should happen? Go to class and do what I told you originally. I just smacked you in the face. You know, I gave you a punch. You said Lashon Hara against my nation. I gave you an einish. Now, everything's good now. Moshe Rabbeinu got to learn this lesson. Class is going to listen to him. Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have said that. Okay, everything's smooth now. Moshe Rabbeinu, just go and do what I told you before. No, I should change around the whole Mitzvah now. What does he say? Go and do the oysos in front of them. Chinese applesauce. That's it. They're not going to listen to me if I just say such things to them. They're not listening to me. Because both said no. Terrible Lashon Hara. Come here, Moshe, I'll give you a punch in the face. Say such a thing. Don't say such a thing. If I'm going to listen to you, just say the word of it. The Moshe will get this right. Now, what was the next scene? Scene 2. What's going on now? All of a sudden, Moshe saying, like Hashem should say, Moshe, okay, so now go and tell them. They just punished you and said, no. Moshe was like, Shabbeinu? Go and now show them the oysters. You're not swimming. If I can't, that was goofy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him before, that they're going to listen without the oysters. Now go do the oysters. Tell the Gazar. The Chorus is going to rise to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, they're not going to listen to me. If I need something else, other proof, it says, no, you're a Lashon Hara. He said, Lashon Hara gets fired. That's not going to listen. I don't listen to you. Amen. He has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Lashon Hara. He gives him matis. He punishes him. Terrible punishment. Okay, next thing. Go now to class and do what I told you. No, Moshe Rabbeinu tell me. Go do the oysters. Tell the Gazar. That's the Medrash asked the Kasha. The Rambam brings the Kasha. He asked the Kasha. He has 40 Rutsit. And the Medrash says it was L'shitas Moshe Rabbeinu L'shitasa. I know Moshe Rabbeinu L'shitasa that you hold, they won't listen. You go, I'm saying that's the Medrash says. The Rambam brings that Medrash. And the Kasha Baruch Hu, why tell me they don't listen? But Moshe Rabbeinu, L'shitasa. It comes out very schwer. I want to say maybe a knetch of the Rabbi's side. That there was a chesaron, obviously, in the Yuna of Moshe Rabbeinu, which, again, it's very hard to talk about Anshei HaTanach and such an oifer, but certain oifer, there was a dechina k'tana, it says, v'hein lo yaminu, and Moshe Rabbeinu's belief in the godless of Klal Yisrael as a mood of the Etzim. A lot of Moshe Rabbeinu understood that they're going through terrible Yisrael, they're going through terrible things. The etzim, I have arrived at the etzim, the fact that the Meshech Chochma already says, an unbelievable Chiddush Rabbi, it's not an etzim parasha. The Meshech Chochma says that it's a Pela Otzim. Moshe Rabbeinu takes his son, and he takes him to go to Mitzrayim, and the Meisa, at the end of the day, he's by Malon, he's on the way. It's a Kodesh Nefashis. comes a snake, swallows him up halfway to the first frontier, swallows up the other half. All they realize is they didn't do the mila. Quick, Sipora takes the thing, does the mila, boom. First, you ask the kasha. First, it's a punish the fashion. What's the kind of Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, it's a punish the fashion. They're going on the way, they're traveling, traveling through the desert. So the Sipora Chom already asked the kasha. The Sipora Chom wants the kaina that they were ready, they were home, they were mamish, a few, they were very close to Mitzrayim already. And therefore, it wouldn't have been a sakana to go with it. Yeah, oh, it's another show. Wazichai Misa. Very good. Also, Wazichai Misa for not doing the Mila. So, Rashi Chochmas Machash Gemalt B'chirish and the West Wind. And he says that the Taino Moshe Rabbeinu was that why in the world did he bring his children? There was no tzibah to bring his kids. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you should go to Mitzrayim. You should go to Mitzrayim. You should go into the Mitzrayim by yourself and tell them that they have to going out. What in the world is Moshe bringing his family with him? See, Koira and his kids bring them all down. So to Meshach Chochma Chidush Otsu. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu brought his kids down, he brought them for one tachlis. He wanted to mechazik the Amunah in Klal Yisrael. He felt that the Klal Yisrael wasn't mechuzik Amunah enough. So he had a chesh Moshe Rabbeinu. If I'm going to go bring my kids down with my wife, what am I doing that? It's crazy. Bringing them to the Shkibim Mitzrayim? What am I doing? Must be we're going out. The Chorai were going out of the Mezhe Chochma. Mimela, Mechazit, the Memuna. Because Bo had a tine on that. That if he would have left Eliezer back home and Malvin back home, so Malvin could have had it, would have been a Sakana, leave him home. But Moshe Rabbeinu took him out of Samuna because he thought it was a Chasan and Muna Mitzat Laisrael. So Kosh Bo had a tine, it was a Chasan and a Muna, that's what it was Chayv Misa. It was a chesaron in the Muna that he felt Klai is not going to listen to him. So Klai, the Meshach Chacham, he this Yisoy. And Moshe Rabbeinu, there was an upcash of Moshe Rabbeinu, he felt that where Klai is holding, if he's being the Shliya, whatever you want to touch, but he felt that it was the chesaron, Klai who weren't holding a level of Muna, and Kodesh Baruch Hu said, they are holding a level of Muna. Is the Maisa, Im Kain, it comes out, according to the Meshach Chacham, with Mahalach also, that was the Tzfiyah of Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you taking Eliezer with? You had no right to take him. You're telling, I never told you to take him. They're going to listen to you without Eliezer. You may leave him back home in Malim. Im Kain, we can say here also, this was this time, because what was saying, maybe that's the Kaich, the Emes, the Amkis, the Mesh, the Shitosa. That Moshe Rabbeinu, the time that the Moshe Rabbeinu was, that Enoch Anami, the fee what I told you, and the fee what I understand, Klai Yishon, the Emes, Shomer Lukot, they're going to listen to your voice. But now the Moshe Rabbeinu was mefak fake, and he said, V'nei lo yaminu, means that could be how I say it over, in my understanding, I don't understand it, but I'm going to say it over, because the Chayisot is not, I don't know if they're on the level, but Shmuel told them, it's a Tal Tanya, to understand it. But Chayisot, that Kosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Medrash says, but she thought so that we need a different chizik. So it could be Moshe Rabbeinu now, what made a pagam in the mitzias of Klal Yisrael's amuna? The shitas chal, that's the level of the amuna that they're holding on. The shitas chal that Moshe Rabbeinu that they're holding on, that you hold that they need something oisus, they need other things. So Moshe Rabbeinu memela was poigeya the amuna, but it could be even saving more that the taich of when a person believes something with its fullest, it's not mafakfik whatsoever on something. So his speech, when he speaks, has a bigger impression on somebody else. There's a famous part from Shimshon Sher, and not Moshe Sher, I'm sorry, Moshe Sher once saw an unbelievable tach. He said, like Noach, it says that Noach said, a Musash was 120 years ago. 120 years, Noach, a tzaddik, says Chazal, said a Musash was for 120 years. So yes, after all those, I mean, even anybody says the Mishnah was, somebody gets turned on. Not one person was turned on by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said a big chiddush. But the mindset, he said the pshat is that when a person speaks, when a person gives over to a Torah, when a person gives over something from himself, so the koyach of that thing is totally in the full amunah that the person's saying it over. But if the person himself is saying it over, with a little bit of pikpuk, as shown, but the smallest little, and he doesn't believe it 100%, doesn't have the same effect on somebody else. Something that you believe, you don't believe something with its total effect, so it's not going to have the effect on somebody else. They said Rav Volbe used to say over, that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, before he used to give a shmooze, his famous Sikhus Musa, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the Mir, So he used to get up, the Chayim knew Kol HaTorah Kula, and he stood up in before the Bima, and he would stay there for a few seconds. And he would think. So if Volba said that Reb Chaim had a prepared drush, Reb Chaim had Kol HaTorah Kula in front of him. But until he felt that it was Miliboy, that the words were coming mamish Miliboy, that was 100% with 100%, the heart was 100% into it, he didn't want to say the drush. So my Moshe shared tight stop that we know Mer was a mime of Eino mime. It says Chazal. According to Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the pshat was he believed deep down that it could be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mercy would not permit this to happen to Mal. So there was in the depths of his heart there was could be was a hope also that it wouldn't happen. The Mal wouldn't happen. It was a hope. It wouldn't happen. But Mele didn't have the same effect. So it could be in the depths of Moshe's heart after go see in Klal Yisrael. He was asking a Kodesh maybe it was about Kasha made from a Kodesh Baruch Hu that maybe that would be easier for God. They could make it like the Kasha would be maybe it'd be easier for Klal Yisrael to hear it with a. But it could be that because there was this smallest little thing that Moshe Rabbeinu according to Meshech Chochmah says a Kula. I'm not saying Kiddush on my own. I have according to Meshech Chochmah that according to Moshe Rabbeinu he felt that Klal Yisrael was missing in his mind at least on that level of Emunah. So Mela wouldn't have the same effect. And Mela could be in a Metzius now that the words of Moshe Rabbeinu are not going to have the same effect. Because in Moshe's mind, the Klal Yisrael were not able to hear and with that statement alone produce the results. Maybe they need a little more, maybe a little coaxing. That was a taina of his Moshe Rabbeinu, supposed to crush most of the Shittah Scha. And you hold that. The Medrash said, the Shittah Scha, you hold that way. Don't do it. But it could be it's more than Shittah Scha. It made a Metzius Acher in the Bria, clapping Klal Yisrael, and also clapping Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's not holding on that level. The man when Moshe Rabbeinu came to say it, Klal Yisrael were holding on a different level, or the Koyach of the Amunah, and Pekoyi Pekati Ezra didn't have the same effect. And it could be that that's why it was the Klal Yisrael felt in Amunah after the Ma'is of Moshe Rabbeinu. It could be the whole thing, Heir Alam Azeh, that Klal Yisrael did not stick with the Amunah because the Koyach of Amunah was weakened. The feel what Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mela, Klal Yisrael now is, Moshe, they had a pickbook, so Shomu Al Moshe. But the Ma'isa, at the end of the day, they needed this Koyach Amunah in order to go out, as with Chatzkel's Mazba. That the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu first went to Klal Yisrael, then went to Paroi, was because he wanted to, the Koyach of Amunah of Klal Yisrael was the Kis'oiris de la Tator, the Kis'oiris down here that will produce the results. And if there was a Chisar in the Amunah down here, so Mela wouldn't produce the same results in Klal Yisrael also. Because through always the Lokim, through our Koyach of Amunah, that produced the results. So says Rebbe Chatzkel. The Fizeh could be, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu went, they had to go again. Chayn Emily in Israel, this week's parasha, go again to Klal Yisrael. We pump them up in Amunah, speak to them Divri Amunah, speak to them the and Mela, hopefully through that will produce results that the Koyach of Amunah will be Mischazek, and through that Klal Yisrael could be redeemed from Yisrael. But the Yisoy that I want to say is that the Yisoy that we want to bring out over here, but he says, is a big Yisoy. And that is that there was a Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding of what he's saying again from Meshech Chochmah, so based on Meshech Chochmah, there was a misunderstanding or a slight misunderstanding of what Klal Yisrael's God is supposed to say, how great they are, and how much koyach that the true essence of Klal Yisrael, that the tata on Mamina b'nei Mamina, and they have a koyach of Mamina that's unbelievable, and if you touch the right chord, and if Moshe Rabbeinu would have touched the right chord in the right way, and not Chas V'Shalom had the littlest pickbook, it could have produced different results. But because Moshe Rabbeinu said it in his way, and because Moshe Rabbeinu himself had the little bit pickbook in the Amunah, the smallest little thing, whatever it means, well, the Ma'aseh that didn't produce the same results, and the Taka was a mis, and the Mela, what happened was, Chas V'Shalom, the whole Ma'aseh that happened, Heyrei, Moshe called Moshe Rabbeinu to be excommunicated and sent out of Eretz Yisrael. And the Yisoy HaTvarim is the belief of Klal Yisrael's Koyach of Boys, the godless of Klal Yisrael. The Emes in Beis HaLevi in Parashat Shmois, the Beis HaLevi says in the Pasuk Ro'iro, Yisi Oni Ami, Ki Yadati Es Machoyba. I saw my Oni Ami, Ki Yadati Es Machoyba. What are the two Lashoynas? So he says in the Baal V'Gazach, Yisi the Gama Odom Ba'atzmo, Yuchul Leidu Machoyvi Atzmo. A person cannot really touch himself up Bichlal. So Gam nishkimen of godol ma'alosa. A guy was very, very wealthy. And the Maisi never, he fell down in his chasse. He fell down a little bit. And now the Maisa, he's a little bit poorer. And the Maisa Seva Shaldovar, it goes on for a few years and then he can't even remember. It doesn't even enter his mind. The godless is the wealth this man had. One of the richest people in the world. And now he fell down for many years. It's hard for him to even imagine who he was. And because of also the tremendous choivas that he has and the difficulties that he's going through now, so the Mela, he's not mafkin who he really is. Azok the base of Levi, that was Pshan Klaish from Mitzrayim. Roi ro isi es oni amim Mitzrayim ves akosim shumadim enoiksov ki odati es machoivov. Dehem ba'atzvam enam yoyde machoivov and if you lost him kam agodav enam tzoykim rak ne noiksov. They're only crying because of the pain. That's what they're crying from. The rich guy's only crying, oh, Nebuch, he's suffering so much, he has to pay this bill. He's not even crying the least bit of realize that who he really is. He's supposed to be a wealthy man. Klai Yisrael's only crying for the pain. They should have a different crying. They're not shy to this mind of a chlal. And that's shy pokoi pokari eschem esu osu lechem mitzrayim. Shnei pokei shtei bechinos. Ma'alas umadrigazchem me'oz. V'gam ma'ashinas lechem atu mitzrayim. I'm pokoi pokari both things. What's going on in Mitzrayim, but also b'maylo ha'amitis. Klai Yisrael's maylo ha'amitis, who they really are. And this was the chesaron of Moshe Rabbeinu also, not to realize that Klal Yisrael has such godless, and the etzem, the mem is shayach to the amuna. And if we say it in the right way, and if you would have been a full maimon, one of the maimon in the koyach of this pakoy pakadi eschem, that's also the chem mitzrayim, and you wouldn't have to do other tachbulois, bring your children, bring your family, other tachbulois, it would have had the same effect. Of course, it would have had a different effect. But the mice, of course, you didn't do that, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mela, it brought about different results. And this is the Yisoid HaMitzis of Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is godless. Who we really are. The Koyach of godless of Klal Yisrael. Every member of Klal Yisrael is in the Shire of Enochayim. And Be'etzem, to tie this into what we spoke before of Yisrael, this is something that the Salevi also says to answer the kasha of Paro that the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes as Bechmach B'Leif Paro, the Kavon over there was a Gevaldik Kavon. That Kavon was that because a person is influenced by Makis, by the Makis, so the Mela, Kodesh Baruch Hu in a certain way took away his Bechira. Kodesh Baruch Hu took away his Bechira. There was a different level of Bechira now. Kodesh Baruch Hu took away his level of Bechira. Because a person sees miracles, he's influenced, and of course I want to do the Ratzon Hashem. Of course I'm going to be Moed Ala Emes. So the Beis HaLevi says that because Paro was so influenced by the Makis, and because the Makis were causing the change of nature, the fact that Hashem was doing miracles in front of him, bringing frogs, bringing locusts, bringing everything in front of him, so that influenced Paro that he wanted to be in order to equal out the Koyach HaBechira, says the Beis HaLevi. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Yach ben Eslev. It wasn't to take away as the Ram of Lepshat, but it was to make an equality, to equal out his Koyach HaBechira, that he shouldn't choose for sure to be Baruch in HaKodesh Baruch Hu, because he has no choice. He's honest. He sees such miracles, it's not Shayach. Came up by side. From here we see a Gevaldik Yisod. And this is a Yisod I wanted to come to, but we take out of this lesson first. First of all, that we have to realize the Koch, the Etzem that every single Yid has. That the Etzem, with the right Nusach, with the right Giloy, a person could be turned on so spiritually. And this is what could be Rashi says, V'eiru al Avram, Yitzhak al Avos. What is what Rashi says al Avram? No, they were Avos. Avram, Yitzhak, Yahweh, the Avos. Parents is these are the others of these people. These are their shoreship. These people come from such good stock. They come from such murder gestalt. These are the Ovois. These are the Ovois. Avram, El Yitzchov, El Yad, Mikel Shaka. You don't really measure up. I mean, in your level, the level of Muna, the level of Koyach HaNefesh that these people have, these are their Ovois. Rashi says, Ve'eir, El Rav is El Ovois. What is it? Shkoyah, El Ovois. The Teretz is El Ovois. This is the Ovois of these people. These people have a Gevaldik, a Koyach. These people are Gedoylim. And the Adat is Machoyim, the Mail is Maila Amitis. The Shah to Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, they might have fallen, but the Shah to Gadlus. And therefore, with the littlest emissar, Amira Amitis, with a little bit of showing them Amunah of Eiza Hashem Yisbach, they're going to change. They'll be different. But the Etzem, this is the Yisoy you want to bring out of Yisrael. The Gadlus HaOdom, the Gadlus HaNefesh HaYehudi, but the koyach that everybody has, being the name of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that's the God of the koyach. But more so, Rabbi Yisai. That chutz from the fact that there's so much godless, Rabbi Yisai. But there's another tifa yisoy that we see from this Indian of Papara. And that is, Rabbi Yisai. That we have a mistake. And this is a mistake that that's a terrible mistake. It's mamish something that many bachrim and many people have such a mistake that caused such a terrible results, that people think that because that Yetzer is so strong, because they have unbelievable Yetzer hearts, and because they fall, and because they have mefilas, and big mefilas, so the kids, they understand that I'm not shy of that. Okay, you see that I have such big tithes for things. You see that mamish, anything that goes on, I run after crazy things, and my tithes are never fulfilled, and I have grace of tithes, and I have tithes that I can't control myself, and I'm not shy of to become something great. And the MS is a boy's side. The MS is a kumfaket. Kumfaket. The pshach is mazda. Also, the Gemara says in Sukkim and Beis. The Gemara brings a mice over there. Abaye saw a man and a woman. They were walking on the path, and they weren't married. And they were walking down. They were going somewhere. They said, "You're going this way. We're also going this direction." So he said, "Okay, I'll escort you. We'll go together." So the man and the woman, they start walking for a few parsois, a whole bunch of land. And after they finish the walk, they part their way. From this, the Gemara says, Abaye became very, very, depressed, like Shlomo Melech. He got very distraught. He was very upset. He was mamish upset. He was the matzah of a very, very hard, and he was walking around very dejected for a few days. And in the air, Chazal, in the Gemara said, what was the problem? Abaye said, this schmaltzering salesman, the butcher, the uncle of the butcher, with schmal, you could smell the schmaltzering on him. New cologne, he just got schmaltzering. And Imamish, he comes maybe to the kids of Shulchan Aruch Shir by the rabbi every day. He has a kfiyas, a half hour nap every day because he minchah and nap. A kfiyas, half hour nap every day, but a minute of ma'ar b'shir. That's maybe the most learning he does. Maybe sometimes he also comes to the daf ha'yomi shir, and he also falls asleep there. And he maybe, he gives a little stalker. This schmaltzering salesman, he went three parsois with this woman, and nothing. He said, me, Abaye, if I was with Shiva, if I would have this, I wouldn't be able to hold it. How could it be, the schmaltzering salesman? I know this guy, Mamish, what does he do? Maybe, Yavon Hashem. He gives stock up to the Chavra Kedisha, and he's a nice man, very, very nice, but he was nice at the end of the day. No shayaches. And here I'm a Baye, I have Talmidim, I have Yeshiva, I have everything, and here it is. If I would be put in the same stone, I don't know if I would be able to handle it. How is it shayach? Ajibo, Ahu, says the Machzal, Ahu is Zokin, and Zokin came to him. And said, "Poshet Abai, Ko Agodu Mechaveiro Yitzroy Godu." Somebody who's much greater than somebody else. His yates is much greater. That's the taich. It's pumfaket. Because of your godless abaya. Because you're so great. Because you're Rosh Hashiva. Because you have godless. That's why your yates are so great. And the pshat is this place alevi. That because a person has such godless in him, he has a nefesh atzuma. He's a higher nefesh than maybe other people. And because of that, he has to be given a yetzer, a bigger yetzer. Because if not, it will be taken away his bechira. And therefore, in order to even out his bechira, it has to be that his yetzer is so much greater. He has such tivus, crazy tivus. It's vaket, the simon of godless, not of godless. The bacha, the man, the person takes it the opposite way. Oh man, I'm about taiva. I'm about gaiva. I'm about this, about this. I'll never be successful. There's no pum for cares. The bigger the about taiva, the bigger the person has a push towards Yetzer, is a simon hofuch, that he's a god over Yisrael. It just has to be tapped in. It has to be tapped into that neshama with the right words. Of a servant, shall gomer is a gomer. But this is the mistake of the history of the world. People don't realize they have a neshama, a hoira, mamish, muiridic neshama. That the neshama has such godless to it. The Gemara Brachos Yud Amud Aleph tells us the neshama is doima. To a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a chelek alakah. The Gemara gives dimyonis between the neshama and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a chelek alakah, because we don't realize what that means. It's limitless. It's godless. Every neshelek and neshama. And that neshama has drishus, has taivus. It has taivus. The problem is, Rav Yisai, that those taivus are taivus ruchni, taivus tishtai, taivus to become godol. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the mitzios of Boisai and Oilam Hazeh that we have physical times. But the story of those physical times is just a revelation of what's really going on in the neshama. The bigger the time is, the pshat, he wants to fill the neshama. He wants to fill up the neshama. There's a mitzios in the world of Boisai. Oyev kesef! Look at this kesef. A person loves money, he can never be satisfied. He has 1,000, he wants 2,000. You know, you have biggest millionaires. They're sitting in homes that are unbelievable. Mamish, 17 chandeliers everywhere. The toilet, there's a chandelier. There's chandeliers, he opens his refrigerator. A new refrigerator, chandelier. He has to see the food, he has a chandelier hanging in the fridge. Nothing to measure the icebox. Chandelier. He has everything, every gadget, everything. He's still a child. My neighbor has this gadget and that gadget. He's jealous of his neighbor. And even that jealous, he wants more. He's never satisfied. Why is that she a tzitzis from this? Why is this from making a tzitzis? Okay, you have $10 million. Sit down, go into the basement. No, that's not enough. I got to make a living. I got to keep on making a living. I got to buy a house in El Salvador. I don't have one over there yet, in the Bahamas. I have another house, and another home, and another, and I have to own my own private jet. You see these millionaires, they didn't make it yet. They don't have that private jet yet. Up and away, he's not ready yet to settle down. He doesn't have a private jet yet, so he can fly to New Mexico. Rahman saw what happens, these jets. They don't have a private jet, they're not happy because they have cars, homes, no private jet! Not satisfied. What's the country making the tzias? Talk to the Mepharshim, the tzias of all these tithes that he's ever, and his bev is an expression of the tithes on his shama. It's like we only stand up when he says things in the Gashmis, the Oifin. But it's bev is an expression of the neshama because the neshama can never be satisfied. The neshama is limitless. It's Ein Sof. It's a chelek of the kava, Kodesh Baruch, which is Ein Sof. The neshama is Ein Sof. There's no end. There's no end. There's no end. The person gets into the more Torah he gets into, he's never satisfied. As Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in the Mishnah, in the sixth parable of Avos, that a person is never satisfied. He goes more, he wants to get to more and more chadar, and more chadar, it's limitless. That's a Tamil Chacham, ain't lehem minucha, lo yivoy el mazev, lo yivoy, they never have rest. When the, come on, all in my boss, time to rest. Settle down, get into that bed. You didn't sleep your whole life, 2 hours. It's time for a big nap. With a posturpedic mattress, 16 inches. Big rest time. Ain't lehem minucha, come on, this is the time for minucha. Now we should have minucha. Ain't lehem minucha, there's no rest, lighter. Zok Rashi, ni yeshiva, li yeshiva. They want more. Why? It's the neshama that you have that wants more, it wants more, it wants to get closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It can never rest, it's ain't soif. Zok ti chazal, when a person's nifta in the Lashon HaGemara, kad noyach nafshei. His soul rested. He rested. Noyach nafshei. We don't say he died, he was nifta. Noyach nafshei, kol man yechai. The nefesh wants to be smiling more and more and more. There's no end, there's ain't soif. So a person feels he's about taiva, he's about gaiva, he can't control himself. That's it, Rabbi. This is not for me. Learning's not for me. This is, I can't control myself. Pum faket. You're a godder. And the more that you have the taiva, the more that the difficulty is, the bigger simon that faket. And the fact that you want more food and you want things, that's just an expression of the neshama coming out of the Kashmir is the geoifen. Oh, but those are the neshama. That's not nefesh, the lois of malah. It's not shat to malah the nefesh. And you give it anything in the world, you're not happy, you're still depressed. I have the millions, I have the kustah. It's the nefesh that's talking. The way it comes out in this expression might be the Kashmir the geoifen. He wants to eat more, he wants to buy more things. But he doesn't get happy for it. Why not? Because he's not fulfilling anything. The nefesh, as Mr. Lashon says, is mois boilam azeh. So you're not giving it, you're not helping it at all. And the time is that's coming more and more, and you're not satisfying it because it's a nefesh mois malek. It's a nefesh aruchni that's misaveh. It's a misdalek rabbi. Rabbi, this is the mirror of the Yishmuz. Not because I'm saying it, because the Torah is in the forshim. This is not the shmuz I'm saying, it's what the yisoidus of Yadis, yisoidus of Yiddishkeit, the shama, the way it talks, that's the expression in the taivas that we have, and the more taivas that we have, is the simon, the greater that we are, that our nefesh is talking out, we're not controlling it, so it's going over to the other thing, but the bigger taivas, the greater we are, and the more kirchas that we have in our nefesh, and nukhmi. And no one can understand, no one can imagine his godliness because he just has to channel it. Turn it over, put Ruchni is like a sphere, and it'll be a different person. There'll be simcha, there'll be happiness, and more so, there'll be an opportunity to become a godol, that Kodesh HaTayim. State, and we're ending with Yisai, we say this over many times, it's such an unpowerful word, of Yaakov Kamenetsky's word. State in Be'agro, that a person should not nurse from a goyish woman. It's an iser, but it's better not to do it. It's not an iser, but it's better not to do it. But the goyim brings in the car from Rashi and last week's parasha. Rashi says that he took Moshe Rabbeinu to all the women who were the Nodim and the Nochriyos, and he wasn't able to nurse from them. So Rashi, why not? No isapash, the nurse, but pesh or osv dabr mashchina, a mouth that's eventually going to speak with the shchina. Ain't a roy, it's not worthwhile that you nurse the milk of God. Effect of Yaakov, if that's the time, so how could that be the call for every Jewish baby? Every Jewish baby should not, again, it's not an isser, but should not, you shouldn't do it, it's not the right thing to do to nurse a Jewish father. But if the story is, it's osv dabr mashchina, so why is it shy? Vice toys of Kabya. The Yedder Jewish baby. Yedder Yid. The Shaya to the match of Osir Dabi Mashkin. As Mashir Shisham says, follow the path. Soifer is Ruch HaKodesh. Soifer Kres Ameis. Ruch HaKodesh. Bechayim. Madrega so Atzumus of Boisai. But a person deserves it. But a person has to realize that's only because it's a nefesh, it's a male. Never fill up the nefesh. The nefesh is something that's unquenchable. It's never going to be filled up. It's something that has a thirst. And that's the Metzias of us. You see, when you start to get turned on, you have a thirst for Torah. It never ends with us. The Metzias is by something that the Mishnah says, have a choice of it's some as the Rayan. The Metzias is, and the Chassid David says, the Metzias is that you told me that you get used to a lot of you eat a lot in Olam Hazam. Metzias is that way. And you get sick of it. Oh, but in Mukhni is not that way. Torah is not that way. Again, have a choice of it's some. He says, Gemoy Dog Shabiyam. That even if, like Chazal say, Dog Shabiyam, Afilu, they have all the Mayim Shabiyam, but a raindrop comes down, they open up wide. They want another Chiddush of us. They want to hear another Chiddush. They want to hear another Vart. Another Tesefes. They were holding in Kotar Akula, but they had told him another Tesefes, a little Chiddush, Emes the Gadol, the Simcha, Absuma that he had, from the Mamish to Emes the Chiddush. They once told the guy, somebody came over to him and said, the Makar, for saying Adoin Oilam. Adoin Oilam in the morning is Makar. Why? Because Gemara says in Brachas that Avram was the first one to call the Kodesh Baruch Adoin. Avram Shekara Adoin. And since Avram was Misak and Tfilah Shachas, Tfilah from the morning it's easy to say Adoin Oilam. They told the Goyim. The Goyim was Moli Bispilus. Moli Bispilus. Wow, what a fart. Somebody, Balabas told him to him. He's Moli Bispilus. So they asked the Biskarov, what's so okay? So he said a nice word. He said, there's no sheer in Emes. You need to say it. You don't have to say a whole Marechas, he has to order keeping Aegis cautious to say a Dover Emes. It's a Dover Emes. It's Emes Lamito, where they feel that it's Emes. Shalomai said, the Simcha from that itself, or from being Emes itself, it doesn't have to be 20 pages. A small word of voice. That's not a commercial voice. Any small word, any Daher, any Tosefis, we have a little word, you understand another Daher in the Rashi. That maybe nobody else understood. The boy said, "It's Moli Bispilus. You were just Machanish a Chiddush to Moshe Rabbeinu. Since Moshe Rabbeinu, we didn't hear it. It's your Chiddush. You have to be Sameach with it." So Asanuichim Im Rasechim Moitzi Shalom Rav. A person finds a Shalom Rav. Every part of the Shalom is Simcha Tefillos. As the boy said, that's what we have to deal with. The concerns that we have, the feelings that we have. Care, the bigger than the feeler is, the greater that we are. The biggest silver that we're even greater, that we're such a big feeler. You're a bad thing, it's not a good thing, but the feeler. That's why you don't realize who you are. You don't realize who you are. You're complaining only because you're being punished, you're being pained, you have this strap, and this machoy. But it's much greater than that. You're a Klal Yisrael, the child to the Mir Zahavos. You're so much greater. You don't even know who you are. You have a voice. But every individual doesn't really know who he is, Ben. Because he doesn't realize the koyach ha'otzon that shach in every measure. And the right words, and the rightest utterance, can turn on that neshama of Boisak. And you see guys of Boisak, mamish, mikotza, okotza. They're a different world. They're sitting and learning Torah Yom V'Laila. And you can't get enough of it. Because the Hashem is now active, voicing as Yitzias. Till now, he couldn't get enough of Supper. Till now, he couldn't get enough of this Taiva. But now, if I say, if you tuned into the right channel, you can't get enough of Yiddishkeit. You can't get enough of Ruchlias. He just wants more and more. Ad Asulam Oilamai, Reisha Mulu Mutzav Adza, Reisha Magi Hashem Oilam. Shmizorich HaBe'ez HaShem. To understand this, you saw it, not be fooled, not mistaken. The world has it all wrong. The taiva is an old thing. They think that it's a gashmistic thing. It's fakir. It's a ruchmistic thing that the person wants to connect with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I think the Miller said that a man is called Hamav is Adam. Mav is Adam. From a comic gimel. Mav is Adam. Why is man called Mav? What's it called Mav? Is he boing boing? How's it again Mav? So I think the Miller gave out the Gevorah. What's Mav? Mav is to seek, to ask. The Matthias of a man, he's an asker, he's a seeker. What's he seeking? He's seeking, the Emes is seeking, he's seeking to connect to Hashem. But he goes all over. He says he finds all these Israelis, get out of the army, somewhere in Tibet, he's long hair, he doesn't know if he's a chayal, what is he? He's up there in Tibet, he's up there in the Himalayas, Baruch Hashem, there's Chabad, the Coca-Cola there also, putting on tefillin, the picture on the top of the Mount Tibet. You know, Shal Rosh and Shal Yad, yes, Rashi's throwing also over there, shaking a lulav on the top of, you know, Mount Everest. There's a lulav, Baruch Hashem, and he's lighting Hanukkah lich somewhere in China, Hong Kong, somewhere, I don't know, on the top of who knows what. And he and they're going all over the world, was he funded by Israelis, but more than anybody else, was to get out of the Tzava, there they are in the jungles, Mamish African jungles, who knows where they are, the weirdest place, what are they doing there? What is this, you know, you're going, the guy, you know, he's walking somewhere, you know, in the, what's it called, in the African jungles, Mamish, I don't know, in Nigeria, in the African jungles, all of a sudden he says, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, you know, for the Kiddush Levana. Shalom Aleichem, you know, Shalom. What's this Israeli guy doing here in the African jungle? What's he doing in Nigeria? What's he doing here? Shad is, man is a searcher. That's the man. What's he searching for, Victor Miller? Man is searching to connect to his Creator. He wants to connect. He wants to connect on the deepest level. That's why Tefillah, Rabbi Yisai. That's the code. You saw the Tefillah, Rabbi Yisai. Tefillah is a metzias of connecting with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's mevakesh from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the metzias of Tefillah. And therefore, since he's seeing that, he's going, they're going all over the world, trying everything and anything. That's why after a lot of these trips back, they come back, a lot of them become Bali Tshuva. They looked here, they looked there, they travel the world, they travel. They're searching. They're joining. You see these, only the Yidden, Rabbi said, all these types of cults. Harry Krill, every type of cult, every type of religion. The Yidden are starting it, and the followers are Yiddish guys. What's going on? They're searching. The Neshama is searching. The Yiddish has a higher Neshama. It's searching on a very serious, intense level. And if he's going to, who knows where, Mamash, the ends of the earth to find it. What's he seeking? That's the mistake. He's seeking to connect with Abba Shmuel. And therefore, he never satisfied. Finally comes back. He goes to Arachim seminar, he meets a Yid, he goes for a Shabbos, well, just one Shabbos. He was in Tibet, he didn't find it, he didn't find the Himalayas, he didn't find it in China, Japan. He comes back, he's invited to a Shabbos meal, and boom! Next week he's in Or Sameach, Eshat Torah, he's learning Rabbi Akiva Eger. What was Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha again? Rabbi Akiva Eger. What was his kasha? His mom is holy. What? 2 weeks ago, and I was climbing to bed with a scorned Chinese hat. Here he is sitting with a black hat, and he's wearing it backwards, but he's sitting with a black hat, and he's measures. Harry, they call me. And here he is learning Torah, his father, his mom, steiging. He found the boy in Torah connecting with his religion. That's the end of the season. You'll go all around the world. You do everything you want, you try, your tithes will take you everywhere, but you're not going to find it until you connect with the Benisha on some level of Israel. And the bigger that we have, the bigger the push to go, the bigger the raya. You have the opportunity to become someone great of Israel. Don't give up on the opportunity. The more the push, the more the nefila, the more the tithe, the greater you are. You should be Zoychot, Ezra Hashem. We should realize who we are. The koyach of the Yiddish neshama to be turned on with the words of B'koyach B'kayati Hashem to unbelievable heights, to be inspired. If we open up the hearts of Boisai, if we medame to the Avos, if we realize who we really are, if we realize that the ties that we have is not a chisorim, but a raya brura, that we're God G'doylem. If we realize the opportunity that each and every one of us has, eventually the divers on Shechina, we take it to heart, Rabbi Yisai, and we look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'ezer Hashem will find him. B'zechut to be emes l'gedoylem. B'yanachas ruach to our parents. Nachas ruach l'yotzreinu. B'zechut b'koroi to be emes l'mamatzah when we all will see the Creator. B'zechut b'yom yom.